Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Friday, March 7th, 2025.
Economic concerns rise with new tariffs. Economic worries are escalating as President Donald Trump rolls out new tariffs, prompting investors to rethink their strategies. The belief that Trump will support stock prices, known as the Trump put, is now under scrutiny as his focus shifts to debt markets. Since his swearing-in on January 20, 2025, the stock market has dropped over 3%, and global stock indices are feeling the pressure. In his recent address to Congress, Trump highlighted falling government bond interest rates instead of the stock market, aiming to balance the federal budget, a goal not achieved in 24 years. He has imposed a 25% tax on imports from Mexico and Canada and doubled duties on Chinese goods to 20%. While he warns that these tariffs may cause short-term pain, he believes they will ultimately boost manufacturing and encourage economic growth. However, investors are cautious, fearing that declining buyer optimism could put additional pressure on the economy. As concerns about a potential economic downturn grow, the administration's strategy must effectively address these challenges to restore market stability.
U.S. charges 12 Chinese nationals in cybercrime case. The United States Department of Justice has charged 12 Chinese nationals, including hackers and law enforcement officers, for their involvement in a major cybercrime operation. This scheme targeted critics of the Chinese government, news organizations, and U.S. agencies, revealing a troubling trend of hacking for hire in China. A key player in this operation is iSoon, a Shanghai-based hacking firm, which allegedly charged the Chinese government between 10,000 and 75,000 yuan, around 1,370 to 10,300 U.S. dollars, for each successful hack. Concerns are growing in the U.S. over sophisticated cyber threats from China, especially incidents like the Salt Typhoon hack that compromised private communications of many Americans. The charges also involve law enforcement officers who directed some of these hacking efforts. As the situation unfolds, these developments could lead to stricter cybersecurity laws in the U.S. and further strain relations between the United States and China.
Trump's plan to boost U.S. shipbuilding. President Donald Trump has unveiled a plan to bolster U.S. shipbuilding and cut reliance on Chinese imports, responding to concerns about China's control over the global shipping industry, valued at around $150 billion. The U.S. government will impose fees on imports arriving on Chinese-made vessels and offer tax credits to renew domestic shipbuilding efforts. A key part of this initiative is a fund dedicated to maritime security, aimed at supporting these efforts. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan emphasized the importance of American shipbuilding for national and economic security, citing decades of unfair trade practices by China. This announcement follows an investigation that revealed China's unfair policies in the shipbuilding sector. Additionally, the U.S. Trade Representative's office has proposed charging up to $1.5 million for Chinese-built vessels entering U.S. ports. Trump also highlighted a significant deal involving BlackRock, which is acquiring a $22.8 billion ports business from Hong Kong's CK Hutchison, granting control over key ports in the Panama Canal. This initiative could reshape U.S.-China relations and has major implications for American jobs and the economy. What does this mean for consumers and the future of trade?
U.S. government's AI visa revocation plan. The U.S. State Department is set to use artificial intelligence to revoke visas for foreign students seen as supporters of Hamas, a Palestinian militant group labeled a terrorist organization by the U.S. This move follows the tragic events of October 7, 2023, when Hamas attacked Israel, resulting in around 1,200 deaths and over 250 hostages taken. In response, Israel launched military operations in Gaza, leading to more than 48,000 Palestinian deaths, raising serious humanitarian concerns. On March 6, 2025, the State Department introduced its AI program, Catch and Revoke, which will analyze the social media accounts of thousands of student visa holders. This initiative aims to address perceived anti-Semitism and support for Hamas among foreign students in the U.S. President Trump signed an executive order in January 2025 to tackle these issues, promising to deport non-citizen college students involved in pro-Palestinian protests. This situation has sparked discussions about freedom of speech and individual rights, especially since some groups advocating for Palestinian rights include Jewish individuals opposing anti-Semitism. The ongoing conflict in Gaza raises important questions about the legal grounds for revoking visas based on social media activity, potentially impacting international students and U.S. relations with their home countries.
Trump's potential shift in NATO policy. President Donald Trump is contemplating a major change in how the United States engages with NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. He is considering prioritizing member countries that spend a specific percentage of their gross domestic product on defense. Currently, NATO recommends that each member allocate at least 2% of their GDP, but Trump has criticized many nations for falling short and is proposing to raise that target to 5%. This policy goes into effect, the U.S. might not defend a NATO ally under attack unless that country meets the new spending requirement. This would mark a significant shift from Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, which states that an attack on one member is an attack on all. Trump's administration has hinted at reducing the U.S. military presence in Europe, focusing on countries that meet these spending goals. Senator Chris Coons from Delaware has voiced concerns about these discussions, emphasizing the importance of NATO's commitments. The potential changes could lead to increased tensions among member nations and raise critical questions about NATO's future and global security.
iFlytek's European expansion amid trade tensions. Chinese artificial intelligence company iFlytek is gearing up to expand its business in Europe as trade tensions with the United States escalate. Vice President Vincent John noted that the ongoing trade conflict has reshaped the company's strategies, particularly with new tariffs on Chinese electronics from President Donald Trump and further actions by President Joe Biden. With a market value of 123 billion Chinese yuan, iFlytek is broadening its supply chain to reduce the impact of these tariffs. Currently operating in France and Hungary, the company plans to open a new office in Paris and aims to enter markets in Spain and Italy. Known for its cutting-edge voice recognition technology, iFlytek recently launched a tablet in Barcelona that transcribes conversations, showcasing its commitment to the European market. However, being placed on a U.S. trade blacklist has forced iFlytek to rely on chips from Huawei, a major Chinese tech firm, to develop its AI models. As these trade tensions continue, consumers and businesses may face significant impacts, including potential price increases and product shortages.
Rising threats against U.S. judges. A recent panel discussion in Miami, organized by the American Bar Association, highlighted the alarming rise in threats against judges in the United States. U.S. District Judge Richard Boulware from Las Vegas expressed serious concern over the increasing hostility towards the judiciary, noting that threats have skyrocketed, creating a challenging environment for legal professionals. Judge Paul Engelmayer from Manhattan shared a troubling incident involving Elon Musk's team, which led to unsettling backlash directed at him and his family. Judge Paul Oatken, also from Manhattan, pointed out that threats had become almost routine, raising significant concerns about judges' safety and the integrity of the legal system. The judges urged lawyers to maintain respect for the judiciary, advocating for appeals instead of public criticism. Judge Darren Gales from Miami emphasized that while judges can handle criticism, some attacks are harmful and unacceptable. This discussion reflects broader political tensions in the U.S., especially involving high-profile figures like Musk and former President Donald Trump, underscoring the need for respectful dialogue about the judiciary's vital role in society.
Russian drone attack on Odessa targets energy infrastructure. On March 6, 2025, Russian forces launched a major drone attack on Odessa, a key port city on the Black Sea in Ukraine. This strike specifically hit energy facilities, causing significant damage and igniting fires. Governor Ola Kuyper reported that three homes were set ablaze, raising serious concerns for civilian safety. Odessa is crucial for Ukraine's energy and military logistics, making it a focal point in the ongoing conflict that escalated in 2022 with Russia's invasion. Drone warfare has become a common tactic, allowing for remote attacks that inflict serious harm without direct confrontation. Targeting energy resources disrupts daily life and hampers military operations, as these resources are vital for defense. The international community is closely watching the situation, as such attacks can heighten tensions and lead to further military responses. The humanitarian impact is severe, with rising civilian casualties and forced relocations as the conflict continues. Protecting civilians and ensuring stability in the region remain urgent priorities.
U.S. House prepares for critical funding vote. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced a crucial vote on a bill to fund the government through September 30, 2025, aiming to avert a partial government shutdown. This continuing resolution, or CR, seeks to maintain current funding levels for the rest of the fiscal year. With a slim Republican majority of 218 to 214, every vote is vital. Concerns are rising over the federal deficit, which is nearly $1.9 trillion, prompting fiscal conservatives to scrutinize government spending. The House Freedom Caucus, a group of about 30 hardline conservatives, usually opposes CRs without spending cuts, but has shown support for this measure after discussions with former President Donald Trump. Trump is pushing for the CR as part of his broader policy goals, which include tax cuts and increased military spending. The bill also needs Senate approval, where Republicans hold a 53-47 majority before reaching the president. The urgency of this vote highlights the serious repercussions of a government shutdown, including temporary leave for government workers and disruptions in services. As the deadline approaches, all eyes are on key political figures navigating the complexities of government funding.
U.S. House Judiciary Committee subpoenas Alphabet. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena to Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of Google and YouTube, demanding communications with the Biden administration about content moderation policies. Led by Chairman Jim Jordan, this investigation examines how Alphabet manages conservative viewpoints. The subpoena specifically targets discussions about former President Donald Trump, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and the COVID-19 virus. This move highlights ongoing conflicts between big tech and the government over allegations of censorship. Critics argue that these companies suppress conservative voices, while advocates insist that moderation is essential to fight misinformation. Jim Jordan pointed out that Alphabet has not publicly rejected the Biden administration's influence on its policies. A Google spokesperson emphasized the company's commitment to independent enforcement and the importance of free expression. As this investigation unfolds, it could reshape how companies like Alphabet handle content moderation and their interactions with government entities. What does this mean for the future of free speech online?
Japan's finance minister addresses yen concerns. Japan's finance minister, Katsunobu Kato, has expressed serious concerns about the rapid changes in the foreign exchange market, especially regarding the Japanese yen, which recently climbed to 147 Japanese yen and 31 sun per USD. This instability raises worries among officials, as a weaker yen can lead to higher prices for imported goods. Kato emphasized the need for government action to stabilize the currency, pointing out that since December 2024, the yen's value has fluctuated significantly due to speculative trading. Adding to the economic pressure, Japan's largest labor union, Rengo, is demanding the biggest salary increase in over 30 years, which could influence the Bank of Japan's decisions on interest rates. With inflation on the rise, the government and central bank must collaborate to reach a target inflation rate of 2%. Kato's remarks highlight a commitment to maintaining economic stability while addressing the needs of consumers and businesses. As Japan navigates these challenges, the performance of the yen remains a key focus for policymakers.
Trump's strategic Bitcoin reserve. On March 7, 2025, President Trump signed an official directive to create a special fund for Bitcoin. This plan aims to utilize around 200,000 Bitcoins held by the federal government, valued at about $5.4 billion, which were seized during legal actions. David Sacks, the White House crypto czar, highlighted that this reserve will serve as a digital treasure chest, much like Fort Knox. The directive tells the Treasury and Commerce Secretaries to come up with plans that won't cost taxpayers extra while acquiring more Bitcoin. Some worry this move may favor the wealthy, but supporters believe it could help taxpayers benefit from rising cryptocurrency prices. Trump also announced 5 digital assets expected to be included in the reserve: Bitcoin, Ether, XRP, Solana, and Cardano, which has already boosted the market value of these cryptocurrencies. This strategic reserve marks a significant shift in how the U.S. government views digital assets, reflecting the growing interest in cryptocurrencies and their potential impact on the economy.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.